The Green Bay Packers open the NFL regular season tonight against the Seattle Seahawks. Packer fans are still smarting from what they call the Fail Mary play against the Seahawks 2 years ago. That's when an apparent last-second game-winning interception for Green Bay was ruled by replacement referees as a game-winning touchdown for Seattle. As the team soldiers on, there's a former Packer great trying to right an old wrong. Jerry Kramer was a star for Vince Lombardi's legendary dynasty of the 1960s. He's been eligible for the Pro Football Hall of Fame since the mid-1970s, but he's been turned away each time after appearing on 10 ballots. His daughter Alicia Kramer has been waging a multimedia campaign to get her dad enshrined in Canton, Ohio, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
For listeners not familiar with your dad's career, get them up to speed as to why you feel he's an NFL Hall of Famer.
Well, my dad played under Vince Lombardi in the 1960s. Dad was a three-time Pro Bowler. He was five-time first selection All-Pro. He was second-team All-Pro. He's a five-time NFL champion, which means two-time Super Bowl champion, first and second Super Bowl. Dad's also part of the 1960s All-Decade team, and he's a member of the NFL's 50th anniversary team, as well as being in the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame. So Dad has quite a line of credentials to belong into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
And that's every bit as impressive as all of the other men in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So why isn't this NFL luminary in the hall?
That's what we're trying to figure out. Dad is announced as a Pro Football Hall of Famer in a lot of circles that he goes in, and fans refer to him as a Pro Football Hall of Famer, but yet he still has that one accolade that he hasn't gotten, and we want to know why, and that's part of why I started this campaign. Dad clearly has the resume to be in the Hall of Fame, but we don't understand exactly why he hasn't made it yet.
Some perspective. So, he's been nominated 10 times?
Yes, sir.
Have you spoken to some of the voters that have been holdouts, and what do they tell you? What case do they make?
There's one particular voter that really believes, and it's Peter King from Sports Illustrated. He is very adamant about Bart Starr's opinion. Bart Starr has written a letter on behalf of Bob Skronsky and Jerry Kramer every year to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's told us this. But Peter King keeps saying that, it seems like to me that Peter is saying that Bart Starr is standing in front of Jerry Kramer from getting into the Hall of Fame.
It sounds to me like King is saying that Starr's support is too watered down.
I just have a hard time believing that one of Dad's own teammates is standing in his own way of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
There's another vote coming up in 2015. When does the campaign begin in earnest?
Usually I gave a little time because we didn't want to take anything away from the current nominees, but we want to keep people pushing and pushing hard until the next time that the vote is up.
Alicia Kramer, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Alicia Kramer is the daughter of former Packers great and 10-time nominee for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Jerry Kramer. You can follow Alicia on Twitter in case you want to be a part of the campaign. Her handle is @JerryKramer4HOF.